you know, when you get a traffic ticket, a moving violation or failure to have liability insurance, as the state law requires, half of that ticket price is made up of assessments that comes supposed to, by law, says that the clerk shall send back to the state. And that's for, you know, if we have a police officer, a law enforcement officer, a fireman that dies or gets disabled or injured during the line of duty, it allows us to set up a fund to take care of them. Burn victims, that fund. Crime Stoppers, that's how we fund that program. And so the law is very clear. Once you get that assessment, once you get that traffic fine paid through justice court or through your municipal court, you pay that back to the state of Mississippi. Well, we've got some cities and counties. 40 counties are delinquent in turning those into the state. Over 120 cities are delinquent. And so we started going and saying, okay, why? We've already got 400,000 recovered for the state. But then right now we've issued 4 demand letters saying basically you've got 30 days to get your financial house in order, get that money back to the state, or we are going to go and issue a formal demand letter and take legal action against the appropriate person, which in these cases would either be the city clerk or the justice court clerk in the county. So this is a growing issue. And again, yeah, you're looking at 120 municipalities, and these most in the case are not necessarily
120
large,
altogether.
And so we've over $500,000 already that we either have recovered or issued letters saying you need to get your bills paid.
So give me an idea. You said Chula, which is already in deep debt, and they can't pay their bills.
They've got so many problems in Chula, but you know they're at $69,000 in debt to the state of Mississippi. $69,000.
Good luck on that one.